Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When we have people, when you are blessed enough to have people that can tap into your spirit, they can see you, they are sensitive to your soul, to your whole mind, body, spirit, and I mean, they are ordained and purposed to help you. Those are the positive influences that create your network, and you need those people. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another Moment with Joy. And y'all already know what time it is. It's our time to evolve, to heal, to transform together in a sacred space. And every Thursday, I'm happy to see each and every one of you in the chat. So go ahead, let me know you're here. Let me know that you're alive and well. You're feeling seen, you're feeling heard, you're feeling loved, because you are all of those things. Y'all understand? And if nobody's told you today, let me be the first to say it. I love you. I love each and every one of you, and I appreciate all of y'all, because we are at 10K subscribers because of you. Y'all share this video. Y'all share all my videos. Y'all be reposting them, all the things. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. So go ahead. Y'all already know. Subscribe to the channel. Go ahead. Subscribe to the channel. Go ahead and put that bell. Press that bell so you can get the notifications every Tuesday and Thursday when I'm pouring out this love. Okay. And today, y'all, is just like any other Thursday. We are diving into the subject of what Elevate Your Confidence. This is a three-part series that we've been doing for the past 3 weeks, and this is the last part. This is part three, and we're about to dive into it. And if you haven't seen part one and part two, go ahead after this episode, go ahead and catch up. It's some good information and some good messages in there about how to elevate your confidence. And today, we're going to dive into part three. Okay, building stronger confidence in real life skills. I'm going to go over three practices that will not only help you build your confidence, but these practices will help you sustain your confidence. Confidence is the key that unlocks our true potential, and we all, on part one and part two, where we already built up our confidence, our resilience. And in this last part of the series, we're going to focus on a few powerful tools that can help you put it into practice whenever you need them. Okay, so the practices that we're going to learn, they're going to help you boost your confidence. And first up is positive self-talk and visualization. Okay, positive self-talk, we already talked about that in part one and two, but right now we're going to merge it with visualization. Okay, positive self-talk involves the power of affirmations and the ability to refrain from negative thoughts. It is about consciously choosing to replace self-doubt and self-belief and empowering statements, okay? By cultivating a supportive inner dialogue, we can uplift and motivate ourselves. When we engage in positive self-talk, we create a mindset that fosters confidence and resilience. By repeating affirmations such as, I have a unique, powerful voice, if you're a singer, okay? I am sharing my message with the world and I am worthy of it. If you're a speaker, these are the things that we'll start speaking over ourselves when we cultivate the practice of positive self-talk. We begin to rewire our thoughts and build a strong foundation of confidence, okay? Now, visualization is another amazing practice that can enhance your confidence. And merging the two, it's just powerful, okay? So if you're a singer or a speaker, right? It involves mentally rehearsing successful performances, successful speeches, and you vividly imagine yourself on the stage captivating the audience with your voice or your powerful words. And the feeling of excitement of a flawless delivery. you visualize all of this, okay? Visualization is a practical tool that taps into the power of your imagination, aligning our thoughts, emotions, and actions with our goals. That's what it does. It acts as a blueprint for success, and you define what your success is, no one else. And it bridges the gap between where we are today and where we see ourselves in the future. Through visualization, we can enhance our confidence, making our aspirations, our dreams more tangible and attainable. Okay? And I want to share with you an example of what positive self-talk and visualization look like for those who may need to practice this on their own and you need an example. So imagine a singer who dreams of performing on a grand big old stage, but struggles with self-doubt and stage fright, because a lot of us singers deal with this, okay? So they decide to incorporate positive self-talk and visualization into their confidence practice routine, okay? So first, every day, the singer looks in the mirror and repeats affirmations such as, I have a beautiful voice. My voice is powerful. I am a confident performer. I am capable of captivating any audience. And they consciously replace any negative thoughts with these positive statements. The singer also engages in visualization exercises where they closely, okay, they see themselves in their mind's eye, and they close their eyes and they vividly imagine themselves standing on the stage giving this amazing performance. They feel the warmth of the spotlight on their face. They see all the LED lights, and honey, they are singing effortlessly. They are singing down, okay? Delivering each note with precision and giving all the emotions and all the things, okay? And they literally immerse themselves in the experience in their mind first. Okay? Visualizing a crazy applause. You feel the audience's energy. You see all of it. And you literally sit and visualize the performance weeks before you actually have to do this. And the day of the performance arrives, and the singer notices that there's a significant shift in their confidence. They step onto the stage with a newfound belief in their ability to kill it. Okay? They're calm. They may be a little nervous, but they tap into the positive self-talk and visualization practices to overcome all the nerves. Okay? And they end up delivering a powerful performance that leaves everybody in awe. And all I'm saying is, all you need to do is start speaking to yourself in the way that you see yourself and start visualizing yourself actually doing what you say you want to do. If you're a speaker, go over that speech a million times in your mind before you step on that stage. Okay? This builds your confidence. Positive self-talk and visualization are transformative practices that can enhance confidence in singers, in speakers, in actors, dancers, everybody. So by choosing to consciously say all these positive affirmations and vividly imagine your success, I'm telling you, it'll shift your whole life. So I encourage each of you to dream, daydream, see yourself bigger, and never, ever, ever stop. So whatever gifts you have, apply these practices to your life. Okay? And I'm a witness of the remarkable impact that they can have on your confidence and your performance. Okay, so write that down, y'all. Write it down. We're going to start talking better to ourselves, and we're going to start seeing ourselves where we want to be. Okay? So the next one is, how can we sustain this confidence, Joy? What practice can I put in place? Y'all, we have to start embodying confidence. Confidence is not some exclusive VIP quality reserved for a select group of people. Nah, my boy. It's for all of us. It is something that each and every one of us can cultivate and embrace on our own and use it in our own lives. So this part of the series, I promise you, I'm going to show you how to practice embodying confidence. And it's nonverbal communication and body language. We all heard the saying, actions speak louder than words. And it couldn't be more true. Honestly, when it comes to confidence, it could not be more true. Our body language has a powerful impact on how others perceive us and how we feel about ourselves, honestly. So let's pay attention to how we carry ourselves. Stand tall. with your shoulders back and your head held high. Make eye contact with other people, okay? Don't go in the room looking scared. Show up. Show up. Showing that you are present and you are there, you are ready, and you are engaged. And don't forget about your gestures. Use purposeful and open gestures that express your confidence and your enthusiasm and your excitement about being there. These small adjustments in our non-verbal communication can make a big difference in how we are perceived and how others feel about us and how we feel about ourselves. Another important aspect of embodying confidence is assertiveness. And a lot of people give assertiveness a bad rap. You too cocky and all of the things. And
sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Many of us associated with being aggressive are very pushy, but that's not what it's about, y'all. Assertiveness is simply about expressing ourselves in a clear, direct, and respectful manner, while also respecting the rights and boundaries of everybody else, y'all, okay? It's about speaking up for ourselves, sharing our thoughts and ideas, and setting healthy boundaries. By being assertive, we show everybody around us that we value ourselves. Your assertiveness shows other people that you value yourself and you actually value your perspective, and it's the one that you lead and follow with. And as we practice assertiveness, y'all, we gain confidence in our ability to navigate conversations and advocate for ourselves, no matter what. So let me give you a practical example. Imagine a person has a job interview coming up and they want to embody confidence during this interview. They have to start by paying attention to their nonverbal communication. Y'all have to start paying attention before you enter that interview room. Now I'm gonna sound like a mama. Don't go in there embarrassing me. When you go in that room, you better walk in there like God sent you in there. You stand tall, you adjust your posture, you take a deep breath, and you say, I was created to be in this room. They chose me. They picked my name. And as you walk in that room, you make eye contact with whoever you need to greet, and you greet them with a warm smile. And throughout the interview, you use open and purposeful gestures, emphasizing your points and showing that you're excited to get this role that is yours. Okay, your confident nonverbal cues leave a lasting impression on the person that's interviewing you, trying to get you to audition. Whatever it is, they're going to be impressed. Okay, and not only will that help you out, but it boosts your confidence. You have to continue practicing assertiveness during the interview. You have to speak up when you have something to say, something to contribute. Share your ideas. Do not be afraid to put yourself in there and ask thoughtful questions. Ask questions when you need to know. And make sure you go in there and you express your strengths and your qualifications with confidence. If you went to school and you got the degree, talk about it. It's okay. This is the time to big yourself up. And make sure you're listening. Listen. Being assertive means that you're a good listener too. Okay? And you convey your value and leave no doubt to the person listening to you about your capabilities. Be confident. You got this. Keep your chin up and always go in there knowing that you were created for this part. Okay? I love it. So, next two crucial aspects of growth and confidence. And you need this to sustain your confidence and to keep it going up, up, up. And that is building supportive networks and stepping out of your comfort zones. These practices are instrumental for moving forward in success, your life in all areas, okay? So by surrounding yourself with positive individuals and embracing new challenges, you can cultivate the environment that fosters confidence and propels you forward. Okay, building supportive networks is essential. What is a network? The people you call on. That's who they are. The people you call, the people you ask for help. And asking for help is so hard for us to do sometimes. It's outside of our comfort zone to be that vulnerable, to seek help, to ask the questions. And we are greatly influenced by the people we surround ourselves with. Birds of a feather flock together. And when we have a supportive network, individuals who uplift and encourage us, we create an environment that nurtures our confidence and our belief in ourselves. When we have people, when you are blessed enough to have people that can tap into your spirit, they can see you, they are sensitive to your soul, to your whole mind, body, spirit, and I mean, they are ordained and purposed to help you. Those are the positive influences that create your network. And you need those people. You need the people who can see past what you do, past what you are, and really get down in the core. So when you're low, they can lift you up. These influences, positive influences, they will provide valuable feedback. They will keep it all the way 100 with you when the rest of the world is giving you the pat on the back. They can really tell you and they can really see you. And they serve as a source of inspiration. So by surrounding ourselves with individuals who believe in our potential, who see us, who know us, we are more likely to develop confidence to pursue every dream imaginable. So build a network of individuals who get you. Okay, if they don't get you, they're not uplifting you, it's time to go. It's time to find something else. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need. Okay? And if you're afraid to ask for what you need, this next part will help you a bit. Okay? And it's coming out of your comfort zone. Asking for help is hard. It's not what I normally do, Joy. I'm not really comfortable. Okay? And stepping outside of your comfort zone is going to make you vulnerable. It's going to make you open, and you're going to be open to receive more. Okay. And I'm here to tell you, growth and confidence do not thrive within the boundaries of comfort. Growth and confidence do not thrive within the boundaries of comfort. To truly expand, you must be willing to take risk and embrace the new challenges, asking for help, going to get the go sign up for the audition. Go get the application to try to get the job. You got all the qualifications. Stepping outside of your comfort zone allows us to confront our fears, learn from new experiences, and develop more resilience. Each time we venture into the unknown, we have an opportunity for growth. By gradually pushing our limits and celebrating every victory along the way, we build momentum and confidence. Each step forward shows you how capable you truly are. And it builds confidence in yourself, and you start believing, you know what? I can actually do this. And y'all, think about this. Think of a young entrepreneur, right? Who dreams of starting their own business. Initially, they may feel anxious, so unsure about their abilities. How am I gonna pay these bills? How am I gonna do this? But when they actively seek out supportive networks, they're jumping outside of their comfort zone. They connect with like-minded individuals who understand the challenges of entrepreneurship. They offer encouragement and advice. And guess what happens? They also seek a mentor who has successfully built their own business. And they surround themselves with people who are doing exactly what they want to do. And guess what happens? They draw inspiration from their confidence, which boosts your confidence. So friends. Building supportive networks and stepping out of your comfort zone pivots and cultivates your confidence. By surrounding ourselves with positive influences and seeking mentorship, we create an environment that fosters growth and belief in ourselves and all our abilities. Okay? We expand our comfort zones and go after all the goals. That's what we're doing. We're getting out the comfort zone today. So I encourage each and every last one of you to apply all these principles that we named today into your life. And by doing so, you will unlock true potential, developing unshakable confidence to achieve remarkable success. And in my life, I have overcome so much by stepping out of my comfort zone, making sure I'm connecting with people who see me and get me, making sure I'm visualizing where I want to be. All of these practices you can start today, and they will boost your confidence a million percent. And make sure, y'all, when we embody in this confidence, we're going to stand up straight. It's all. If you walk in and you see somebody with their shoulders all slumped down, you already know they sad, they're not really feeling it. So walk in like you run the place until you run the place. Okay. So y'all, let's get it. Let's build this confidence. And I know after these three parts, your confidence is unshakable. And we're going to start achieving all the goals. We're going to start seeing ourselves as the people that we see ourselves as. It's important. So I really hope that this third part, I hope that all the parts helped you become more confident. And if you still need to go back and listen to them and write your notes down, please do. Because confidence is a valuable key to expanding your life to its greatest potential. Okay? So until next time, y'all, be light, be love, and be confident. Peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.